Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach K-12 Coordinator, Megan McBride.
So June 1st, we are offering a babysitting basics course here at the Extension office. It will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the registration for that is online. And then starting Wednesdays in June, we have library programs at the Menlo and Baird libraries. We will be going over various different topics, flying drones, doing some coding. We're going to do gravity and a yoga activity in Baird. And then Thursdays in June, we will have Guthrie Center, Panora, and Casey library programs. Sorry, Casey is in July. Panora and Guthrie Center are Thursdays in June, and those are going to be kind of the drones, coding. We have a kind of make your own obstacle course, one where we'll learn about games, like board games, stuff like that, and they'll get to make their own. And then we have Thursdays in July at the Casey Library. It'll be July 6th, 13th, and 20th. And that'll be also the coding and drones and stuff.
All right. So kind of looking back at that babysitting basics, just a way to kind of bring some more information to people that may be looking at trying to be a babysitter then?
Yes. So babysitter responsibilities, kind of what employers expect, caring for infants and younger children, and then we'll go over some toys, activities, and then how to handle emergencies and basic first aid and response to that sort of thing.
Okay, so again, just as we said, getting everyone kind of prepared if they were wanting to do that, or maybe a refresher for some people that are babysitters.
Yep.
And then just gets them prepared for everything. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right. And for those programs in Menlo and Baird here, the Wednesdays this next month, you mentioned what they were, but could you go a little more into detail on what would be kind of included with each of those programs?
So Menlo is, like I said, we're going to do some drones, some coding with some little robots. We have kind of a create your own obstacle course where we'll kind of have them make their own way around the room. We have a STEM activity linked to that, as well as a roller coaster activity where they'll get to kind of build their own roller coaster, kind of learn about how those work and stuff like that.
All right. And then those are kind of the same thing that you guys will be going over on the Thursdays with Panora and Guthrie Center then, correct?
Yes. Another program I wanted to talk about was the Pinch of Family Flavor. That is June 14th here at the Extension office as well. And we'll be doing a cheesy chicken casserole and then chocolate chip zucchini muffins. And you'll get to kind of create the meal and then you can take it home to your family. You'll learn about our Spend Smart, Eat Smart resource, as well as kind of meal planning and shopping on a budget.
Okay, and this Spend Smart, Eat Smart, something you guys have worked with for a little bit and have done a few programs with before, right?
Yes.
Okay, and is there a certain way someone would need to go about getting signed up for that program as well?
So the pre-registration is required. It is an online registration, so they can find the link either on our website or on our Facebook.
Okay, and if someone wanted to get signed up for the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website, they would just have to go to that website and make an account, I would guess?
So there's a Spend Smart, Eat Smart app that you can use that has recipes, and just kind of different options like that, where you can find more information about the Spend Smart, Eat Smart.
Okay. Is there anything we haven't covered that you want to talk about?
Let's double check. I want to make sure we got our bases covered here. I think we got everything.
All right. Thank you very much, Megan.
Yes, thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.